A recent study at Illinois State University shows the number of students who voted in the 2018 midterm election rose 13% from 2014. Harriet Steinbach is the interim director for ISU's Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning. She sits down with WGLT's Mary Cullen to talk about the Institute for Democracy and Higher Education study and which students are more likely to vote than others.
Nationally, we are consistent with the trend of institutions across the country. I think overall, the study saw a 30% increase in college student voting in the midterm elections.
The study points out that this increase went up across all genders, all races, all departments that students are studying in. And what does that say about civic engagement?
Sure. I think it reflects what we have seen and what we have been told in terms of students who have a greater interest in political engagement and elections. We know that civic engagement is a broad term that can encompass many different kinds of activities. And so we've gone through periods of time where students' civic activity has really been focused on things like community service and things like that. So I think we're seeing a trend now towards political engagement.
So the study breaks it down into different categories. So not only did the number of students who voted increase, but also the number of students who registered to vote increased as well, correct?
Yes. So, and when we talk with students about this, we help them to understand that it is a two-step process, because the first step is registering, and then the second step is actually voting. And so as an institution, we have strategies and plans where we first are focusing on voter registration, and then as the election gets closer, then we focus on voter education and get out the vote to get the students to the polls. And so you can see in those numbers that they're different, right? That the number of students registered is higher than the number of students that actually voted.
And that's standard.
Yes, consistent nationwide.
So I stated earlier, the report showed that voting went up across all genders and races. Mm-hmm. But were there any standout data that's worth noting in regard to different student groups and how their voting habits have increased?
So the data does reflect active engagement of African-American women in voting, and that's consistent nationwide that we saw increases in those numbers across the country and on college campuses.
And you say consistent. Does that mean like over various years, or is that just consistent with the rest of the data?
Yeah, consistent with the rest of the data. So if we look at African-American women voting across the country as a whole and on college campuses, we are seeing increases in that kind of engagement.
One of the last parts of the study breaks down voting based on department at the university itself. So that means whatever department the student is studying in to get their degree in, whether they voted or not. They outline three top tier, like these are the departments that students vote the most in regards to the 2018 election specifically. And one department that stands out is the history department. The history department had one of the highest turnout in the 2014 midterms and one of the highest in the 2018 midterms. The two sitting alongside with that for 2018 were the legal professions and studies department and the English department. So I'm curious what you think those trends tell consumers of the data. About what students studying those things value, maybe why they're so engaged.
So first off, I would say that this is some of the most exciting data for us that are in the voter coalition. We're already in the stages of planning for the 2020 primaries and the general elections. And this really helps us to do some targeted strategies for how we can engage the academic departments. We also know that our faculty are influential, and a faculty member in a class you are in as a student that you know and trust and respect, when they say, you know, voting is important, please register, please remember that election day is next week, that has a huge impact. That is very different than me as a random ISU employee standing on the quad saying, don't forget to vote. So part of our strategy moving forward is going to be using this data to work in with the departments to encourage their students to register to vote. With regard to those departments that were the had the highest voting rates. I can really only speculate, but when I look at something like history, and I think we understand there's many aspects of history, but this sort of idea of understanding our history to know our future, to inform our future, to make changes from the past, those kinds of things, I think there's sort of a understanding of democracy and democratic practices. And for folks that study American history, right, understanding our country that informs them in such a way that they understand that this act is important. I think folks that are studying social history are also aware of women and people of color that at one time did not have the right to vote, right? So they have a deep understanding of what the country had to go through for certain populations to be able to vote. And so they value that.
On the opposite side of that, then, are the three departments that had the lowest mm-hmm. voter turnout. Mm-hmm. And looking at that data, it shows us the one similar to the history department that was consistent in 2014 and 2018. On the opposite end here, mm-hmm. the low consistency is the Parks, Recreation, Leisure, and Fitness sure. Studies program. Sure. And the numbers are so low, actually. In 2014, it was an 8.8% turnout to vote. And in 2018, it just rose to 19.8%. And that's comparing it to, say, the history department, which is at almost 50% turnout sure. in 2018. So what do those numbers say? And sure. I will point out that that department is joined by the business department as well as liberal arts and sciences sure. and humanities. Sure. So what does that say? How we have the two polar opposite yeah. ends of the spectrum?
So I can't speculate as to why certain disciplines currently have these lower voting rates. But what I can tell you is that this is important information as we develop our strategies for the future, and that we will be very intentional engaging with the departments that offer these majors to talk with them about what can we do to help increase their student voting rate. I think a lot of times for students, when we look at it from a discipline, is really helping them to see how this connects to their discipline. That sometimes there seems like there's a disconnect, but when faculty can show that this is how legislation, this is how legal bodies, this is current legislation that could affect our profession, then that helps students to make those connections and feel engaged.
That's WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Harriet Steinbach, the interim director at Illinois State University Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning.